Let me introduce you to two councillors on Thanet District Council. Remember, this is a minority Labour-run authority. Councillor Alan Poole, a Labour councillor. Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Good morning. Yes, I'm well, thank you.
Is this good news or bad news for Thanet?
I believe this is exceedingly good news for Thanet and good news for jobs. You know, it's a bit of a surprise because I thought we were going to have a huge legal battle over CPO. But as far as I can see, this is a good move forward.
Compulsory purchase order now dead in the water?
I very much hope so.
Why do you hope so? Why do you think that was a mistake to look at that?
Because the owner would fault it tooth and nail to the bitter end, and it would have cost an absolute fortune in legal fees, and it would have taken probably years to sort it out. This is, you know, this is good news now it's been sold, and you know, we know where it's going now.
We heard one of the local MPs, Sir Roger Gale, say that the people of Thanet want their airport. Is he wrong?
It's very regrettable the airport's gone, but it just wasn't making any money. You know, it's a business, and if it doesn't make money, then, you know...
It wasn't making money in that format, though. People are arguing that a well-run freight airport, for instance, with recycling of aircraft alongside it, could have been viable.
Yeah. Well, why didn't Infratil do that? Why didn't the previous owners do that? Yeah, it's proved itself as non-viable.
And you're absolutely convinced that it would never be viable in the future?
I'm absolutely convinced it will never be viable. Especially when there's new runways built at Heathrow and Gatwick, and just after the election, there's obviously going to be an announcement about new runways.
We've heard people saying that there are plenty of other places you could build homes, including China Gateway, which is right next door to the site. Why do we need homes on this piece of this important piece of local infrastructure?
As I understand it, it's a mixed-use development, which will be employment, homes, schools, and that's what Thanet needs. It needs more jobs, and if they're going to spend £1 billion over 20 years, then it cannot be but good news for Thanet.
Alan Poole, thank you. He's a Labour councillor. Stephen Alexandru is one of his colleagues, another Labour councillor on Thanet District Council. Do you share Alan Poole's enthusiasm for the new buyers and their plans for Manston?
Good morning, Julia.
Good morning, Stephen.
Yes, I do. I believe that it's fantastic news for the area and can only benefit the area itself, its sustainability as a region of employment, because it never has been other than seasonal work and some manufacturing jobs. And it will hopefully encourage the people which are leaving school, college, university here and nearby to stay in the area rather than travelling further afield to look for employment.
So what sort of employment are you hoping will come?
Well, I don't know, but at the moment they're attracting businesses to Discovery Park. Apart from Pfizer having a scaled-down operation there, there are other types of technology businesses going to the area. It'd be nice to think that there'd be some kind of similar thing there. I look at Kings Hill. It's something which a lot of councillors are probably sick to the back teeth of hearing me bleating about, but Kings Hill, in my mind, was a similar situation to Manston some 20-odd years ago. And look at what that has developed into. You've got the likes of Barclays and ICI and various phone companies and so on employing over 7,000 people there, as well as the homes as well. And Tunbridge and Moreland Council having a state-of-the-art offices built there several years ago. And it's a fantastic development. And they've also kept some of the history of their old airfield at Kings Hill, with the old control tower being renovated for some purpose or another, supermarkets being on site, multiple schools on site and so on. I'd like to see Manston become something like that, because it really would be far more sustainable than an airport which in 18, 20 years of civil operation has never turned a day's profit.
So what do you say to the local MP, the Conservative Sir Roger Gale, who is going to continue to fight for the compulsory purchase order and who wants this to be an airport? He says it's not over.
Oh, I've got a simple message for Roger Gale and anyone else that thinks that way, is do it then. have government provide the money for the CPO and go through the fight with Mrs. Gloag and so on, because it won't be easy. It will take many years, and it will cost a hell of a lot of money, more money than I think people realise.
So you're just so relieved not to have to have that fight with her, even if it was the right thing to do?
I don't believe that a CPO is the right thing to do, but yes, because it would drag on for years. It would become a site which would become derelict, even though Mrs. Gloag, I do believe, has acted quite admirably in this and has maintained the site to a decent standard in its closure. And I personally feel that if Roger Gale feels that strongly and Roger Sandys, instead of just gesturing and whipping up a public frenzy and getting people's hopes up, which is all they've done from day one, all they've done is speak a lot. They've not actually done anything. As a consequence, they should maybe approach their very own Prime Minister, who himself actually said live on TV that it's a shame, but it's not a matter for government to get involved in. It's a civil aviation airport. It's a very competitive industry, and they don't want to interfere.
Let me introduce you. Okay.
Own Prime Minister.
Okay. Stephen Alexandru, councillor, I'd like to introduce you to somebody who lives in Thanet and who you represent, Phil from Kingsgate. Tell Councillor Alexandru how you feel this morning.
Hi, morning, George. Yeah, I'm absolutely devastated, really, to be honest. I've lived in Thanet all my life. I'm 46 years of age, and the airport's always been there. But, you know, OK, it's always been up in the air what's going to happen with the airport. But what really annoys me is the fact that the asking price has been made and it's been turned down. And it just makes me wonder whether Miss Glebe was told, no, you could get a bit more money if you do this, or you could get a bit more money if you do that.
So, but would you urge, you've got to one of your councillors on the line, he's saying that the compulsory purchase order was going to be a disaster. He's glad he doesn't have to do it now. Would you urge him to look again and try and buy it from the new owners?
Well, yeah, it's not just that, Jules. Obviously, I know we need to move forward, and Thanet District Council has invested a lot of money in Ramsgate, Broadstairs and Margate to bring, you know, to make it more upcoming, to attract people to the area. And I know the airport would probably not get that many people in, but as a hub for freight, I do think there probably was a market there. But these 4,000 jobs that they're going to, you know, create for the next 20 years, who's going to be doing the work there? Is it going to be, don't take this the wrong way, is it going to be the British people? Is it going to be our friends across the water?
Okay, let's ask Stephen Alexandru to talk directly to you. You're one of the constituents. You live in Thanet District Council area. Councillor Stephen Alexandru feels not persuaded. What do you say to him?
Well, all I can say to Phil, and good morning, Phil, is that I hope to the best of our ability, we try our best to represent people as best we can and do the right thing. Sometimes it doesn't work and you can't keep everyone happy all the time. However, I do believe this is a good thing because we've tried the airport route and it clearly hasn't worked under several owners over several years. And they have had cargo here before. They've had a lot of cargo here before, but it still hasn't been enough. So now I do believe that a new future for Manston, a new future for Thanet needs to be looked at. And like you, I am concerned that many of the jobs do go to local people. But unfortunately, like anything, they will look at the best qualified for the job when they go out and advertise for people to fill positions.
OK, that'll be interesting to see that then, if that's the case. I've worked in the sign industry all my life and you see things change over a matter of times, and it always changes in the end, probably for the best. But, you know, I've lived there all my life, as I've said, and I'm sure that there is a problem with the water table underneath Manston Airport, which, I don't want to be a party pooper, but I hope that a lot of money gets invested and it kind of goes wrong. And then you'll see what the people of Thanet really do want with that area.
Why would you hope money gets spent and it goes wrong? That's a very perverse position to take.
We're living in a money environment, aren't we? You know, as far as I'm concerned. Don't get me wrong, I'd love to be a millionaire and I'd love to make a few more pence if I could. But I just think it's totally wrong.
OK, and Phil, thank you. Let's just throw that last point back to Stephen Alexandru. This is a man who doesn't believe this is about him. He believes it's about the big guys at the top of the chain who are going to make millions. He doesn't believe it's about him.
Well, unfortunately, there are times I'm inclined to agree with people that think that way. But we do live in a very commercial society. And if things don't work, they close, such as Manston. And when things do work, people make money, generally the people at the top,